I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Don't complain, respond. We live in a time when people who hear opinions they dislike think that they can demand those opinions be unsaid or never repeated. How dare you criticize blank? Why did you have to go and get all political? You've offended me. You're wrong. Shut up. Unfollow. Unsubscribe. Almost never do these responses include what people who are in the right usually include in their offending opinions. An evidence-based reply, carefully considered facts, an articulate counterargument. Instead, they just want to shut down the conversation altogether. They want to bully the other person into conforming with their worldview, as if yelling or being mean is a sufficient proxy for being right. Needless to say, this is not how the Stoic responds to things they dislike or disagree with. Remember, Marcus Aurelius appreciated people with different points of view. He didn't worry about being proven wrong because he thought that changing his mind was a good thing. Epictetus wasn't easily offended either. He knew that it took two to tango and that it's impossible to be offended without our consent. The Stoics were not bullies. Neither were they snowflakes. They trained in rhetoric. They trained in logic from childhood on. When they were challenged or when they disagreed, do you know what they did? They responded cleverly, creatively. They responded with kindness and concern, even to people who they believed were totally wrong or even arguing in bad faith. Because they knew that truth came from civil discussion. They knew that there was no such thing as keeping politics out of it, because life is politics. And they certainly didn't so identify with their political party or their beliefs or their reputations that they couldn't handle criticism or feedback or the prospect of having to change the former in light of the latter, which is what we need to go back to practicing, lest we risk watching wisdom and growth and civility cease entirely right before our very eyes. Hey, it's Ryan. Thanks so much for listening. If you could leave a review for the podcast, we'd really appreciate it. The reviews make a difference. And of course, every nice review from a nice person helps balance out the crazy people who get triggered and angry anytime we say something they disagree with. So if you could rate this podcast and leave a review on iTunes, that would mean so much to us and it would really help the show. We appreciate it. And I'll see you next episode. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80. That's 80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.